So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Hey guys, what's going on? I'm actually here in a place called Harley Street here in London. And in this road, you have all of the different cosmetic surgeries, skin surgeries, clinics, teeth places, and everything in between. And people from all over the world literally come to this road to get stuff fixed up, okay? I come here to get my teeth done. And I want to share the lessons that I've learned over the last 5 years, because I've been coming here for the last 5 years. And honestly, it's crazy when I see, you know, the difference between struggling online marketers, struggling online businesses, and the businesses that truly succeed. And I can give you so many examples of businesses even here. Okay, my Uber's about to come, so I'm going to continue this video in the car. All right, so let me continue with where I was, right? Over the last 5 years, I've been coming here to get my teeth done. When I was first coming here, I remember checking out so many different dentists, right? However, this one stood out, one, because it's in a location. So it's in a very prestigious location. It's positioned as a really luxurious, high-end dental surgery, right? So that's one. And ask yourself this question, in your business, in your marketing, in your products and services, how can you start positioning your products and services to be the best, to be in a location or authority? And some of you might think, but I have an online business, how do I position it? Well, you can even position it with your domain name, stuff like who you associate yourself with, stuff like PR and media and publications that you can get featured on. So every business in the world can benefit from authority and positioning. That's number one. Number two is they got me in with a cheeky little discount, okay? And when I saw this cheeky discount, okay, I completely forgot that this is basic marketing 101. They're getting you in through like a tripwire, a front end. I was so excited. I signed up and then I got my sister to sign up. Now I'm looking back 5 years later and I'm thinking, wow, like I spent a lot of money on teeth. Okay, I'm actually wearing Invisalign right now, so sometimes there's a lisp. You get the point. Ask yourself, in your business, how can you start producing and giving a high value gift, tripwire, something that positions you even further? And that gets customers coming in. Okay, that gets customers coming in. And in your business, you could be giving away a book, a report, a cheat sheet, something physical. In one of my businesses, we give away a free information pack to someone's house. They get to see a beautiful brochure, a book, case studies of our students, all of these things. And it builds a much deeper connection and relationship with my prospect, okay? Next thing is know your numbers. The amount of business owners I talk to, they have no clue about their numbers. You gotta understand these simple little things, principles that will take you very far. And by the way, this has been the same principle, not a tactic or a loophole or some hack of the month. This is a principle that has helped me create massive amounts of wealth and prosperity in my life. Why? Because I understood this many, many years ago, nearly a decade ago. And this is knowing your numbers, understanding how much you're willing to spend to get a customer, how much that customer is worth to you over a year or 5 years or whatever. Understand your customer lifetime value, because really all business is acquiring customers, making sure you deliver value and increasing the lifetime value that they will spend so that they can stick around with you for a long period of time. Think about it. Imagine if you're a Mercedes fan, you know, most people would start off buying a C-Class, then an E-Class, then an S-Class, and then, you know, they'd go up and up. How much would you have spent with Mercedes? So all businesses can benefit, will benefit greatly if they understood the numbers. And one of the easiest ways you do that is literally just figure out how many customers you've got. Maybe you've got 100 customers or 1,000 customers. Let's say you've got 100 customers and you've made $1 million out of them over the last 12 months. But then on average, each customer is worth, say, $10,000. Okay, now you understand your customer lifetime value. Okay, obviously it goes into a little bit more detail, but I'm giving you the gist of it. Then you ask yourself, okay, if each customer is worth $10,000 to me, how much can I spend to get each client? Let's just say you can spend $1,000. You could actually spend up to $10,000 and break even. And long term, you can make profits. But let's just say you were spending $1,000 to get each client, right? Then you would ask yourself this question. Where are those clients hanging out? Where are those clients in my niche hanging out? Are they on Google, Facebook, YouTube, trade shows? Are they at other events, offline, online? You know, these are the questions that you start asking yourself and you start getting really strategic about where are your clients. So my dentist here, he clearly knows all of his numbers. Okay, he clearly knows all of his numbers. He's been in business for a while. Although he makes a lot of money, I can tell because of, you know, where he's at and whatnot, the location, and he's got a reputation and all of those things. But he's been relying on referrals. So I already know his income is up and down. It's like a roller coaster income. And you and I know no one likes a roller coaster income. Okay, and so I've asked him a few questions, and this is the easiest way to go on close by asking and listening in. So I asked him a couple of questions, such as how much is his lifetime value customer? What are the products that he can offer? How long does each person stay? What's the bare minimum that he'll accept from a client? And I didn't know this because I know he charged me a lot for a cleaning session one time, but he said he is able to give like a 60 to 100 pound cleaning session for only £25. It's an irresistible offer, basically. I was asking him, what's an irresistible thing that we can give away to the clients? And so he said, you know, for prospects that I'm getting butts in seats, he can basically pay. And you'd be surprised the amount of business owners that, one, are learning about this new wave of funnels, sales funnels. Literally more than three times he mentioned the word funnels and getting a funnel in place for his business. And I'm thinking to myself, whoa. Okay, obviously as the founder of funnels.com, I like hearing that business owners are waking up to the fact that they can benefit a lot more by having funnels. I looked over his social media profiles, it sucked. I looked over his landing page and his website. Someone just recently did his website, it sucked. There's no direct response principles in there. There's no clear call to action. There's not a hook. There's not a story. There's not an irresistible offer. It just says book a consultation. It's weak, right? It's really weak. And so I was like, Doctor, how much can you afford to spend? How much can you afford to pay me? So I showed him some of the basic packages that we offer as an agency. When I offered him the packages, but the deal would probably come to just under 5K per month. And immediately he said, you know what? Shoot me the details tomorrow. And he's like, okay, boom. 3 months, say 5K a pop, that's 15K. When you're starting out, try to lower your costs so that you can start getting customers and creating more case studies. I wanted to share these 3-4 lessons with you. Hopefully you got some value out of this.
All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you in the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.